Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy who says that he was subjected to harassment and retaliation for reporting misconduct has been awarded just over $8 million by a jury.
Outside court, Deputy Andrew Rodriguez said he was satisfied by the jury's decision, adding that it's relieving to finally tell his story and have somebody believe him.
It's been a very, very rough road.
Alan Romero is his attorney.
I think the jury spoke unequivocally in favor of the plaintiff and against police corruption in the sheriff's department.
Rodriguez filed suit 2 years ago alleging a hostile work environment after he refused to file a false police report as instructed by a training officer, as well as questioning the constitutionality of stops conducted by others. He trained at the industry station where current Undersheriff Tim Murakami was his captain. Murakami allegedly said he would find a reason to fire Rodriguez. The sheriff's department issued a statement saying they will vigorously appeal the decision. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
For people who typically fly into LAX and grab a taxi or grab a rideshare, big changes are coming. In order to reduce the congestion, airport officials have decided to prohibit pickups from the terminals. You got to take the shuttle now to catch your rides.
Airport managers say if they don't do this, by 2022, every summer travel day will be like the day before Thanksgiving, a nightmare. So starting on October 29th, travelers who fly into LAX will grab their luggage, order a taxi or Uber or Lyft, walk outside, and jump on a shuttle bus.
That ride will be at the most 15 minutes, and that's if you're starting at Terminal 2.
Officials say the shuttle will be fast and furious and whisk you right over to the rideshare and taxi lot next to Terminal 1, or you can walk over there. Still, not everyone likes the big idea.
Definitely inconvenient.
But others say, why not give it a go?
LA has the reputation of having the worst traffic in America, so anything to lessen that, you know, I think would help.
Authorities know some people may just choose to have a relative come to the airport and get them instead, but their advice?
Just give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Besides, the LA exit lot, as it is called, will feature food trucks, charging stations, and restrooms, too. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Looking to earn some extra money? Two big retail giants have thousands of gigs up for grabs.
Department store Kohl's is in a rush to hire 3,500 seasonal workers for jobs all over Southern California and then nationwide. Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, all the Gap stores. They need 5,000 people to handle their holiday shopping rush. This will not be an easy task. With unemployment at a 50-year low, it is proof plenty of shopping still done in person, not all online.
But we keep being preached to about the end of retail as we know it. Certain companies are simply weathering the storm, and obviously the Gap and Kohl's are two of those companies.
Christopher Thornburg, Beacon Economics. If you want a temp job at Kohl's, just show up at the store that's nearest to you tomorrow. Fill out an application. You might be even hired on the spot, they say. Gap store is taking applications in stores and online tomorrow. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Looking for a job, Los Angeles Sparks have fired 20-year general manager Penny Toler following a report that she delivered a heated locker room speech to the team last month that included the use of the N-word. Toler did not deny using the word, but told ESPN she never directed it at the players. She said she gave a speech that she hoped would get the team going. The team noted that during her tenure, the Sparks won 3 WNBA titles and made the playoffs 18 times. Also, she was a player for the Sparks, noted for scoring the first basket in WNBA history.
A security guard is suing his former employer, alleging that he was forced to resign his job because his company would not give him days off to worship. Louis Lamelli says Universal Protection Service hired him to work at a high-rise building on Wilshire Boulevard in 2009 after he converted to the Seventh-day Adventist faith. In 2017, he asked his employer to change his shift so he could worship on Friday nights and Saturdays. The company promised to try to change his shift, but that didn't happen. He then claims he was mocked and harassed harassed for his faith.
An iconic piece of art from the L.A. Central Library that went missing 50 years ago has now been found in an antique store hundreds of miles away.
The 15-foot-long, 2-foot-high bas relief called the Well of the Scribes was taken off a fountain when the garden at the library was demolished in 1969 to make way for a parking lot. The bronze was misplaced and never restored. City librarian John Szabo said recent books and articles about the library played a part in the recovery.
Well, we are very thankful to Susan Orlean, best-selling author of The Library Book, which was about the Central Library, and Brandon Reynolds from the Journal of Alta California, both of whom wrote about the Well of the Scribes. And the antiques dealer in Bisbee, Arizona, read about the Well of the Scribes in that article that Brandon wrote.
With one-third of the bronze recovered, Szabo says he's more hopeful now that someone will look in a back room or a cluttered antique store and find the rest of this artistic treasure. At the L.A. Central Library, Pete Demetriou, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A Rancho Palos Verdes woman has been charged with murder and child neglect for the death of her 2-year-old daughter, who she's admitted leaving alone in a car for 5 hours with the heater running. She could face up to life in prison if convicted. She pleaded not guilty today. The incident happened during an overnight period last month when the mother left the girl in the car while she went to have drinks with a friend. She told investigators she left the heater on to keep her daughter warm. But when she got back, the girl was unconscious with a temperature of 107 degrees.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.